So the group Skritti Politti started off in the 1970s as a punk band with lyrics inspired by Marxism. But by the 80s, they had a very different sound, and they scored a hit. Perfect Way was their only pop hit in the U.S., but there was more to love. For our series One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs, here is veteran music writer Maura Johnston with more on Skritti Politti.
Pretty much at this point, it's the catch-all name for projects involving a singer and songwriter named Green Gartside. He was starting to sort of chafe at the limitations that punk was somewhat paradoxically placing on itself, and he wanted to explore pop. So it was this stew of radical politics, but also part of that radicalism was like breaking off the shackles of what the idea of punk meant and embracing pop music as a way to kind of connect with people on a more metaphysical scale. Green was trying to bring this idea that like you don't have to be lobotomized in order to make pop music. Way is a fantastic slice of mid-80s synth pop, but The Sweetest Girl, I feel like, is the song that kind of lays out the idea of the Skritti Politti project best, just because it does actually represent that inflection point between their early spiky post-punk releases and the more pop-leaning R&B influenced sound that they would embrace on later records. And it's this love song that's sort of a love song at a perpendicular angle. It's saying things in an oblique way, but the feeling is there and the lushness of the song. It's definitely something you luxuriate in. It's definitely not as concentrated, high octane as Perfect Way, but it exposes its beauties in a more understated way and a way that I think will stick with listeners for a really long time and make them interested in like what other aspects of the project they'd like to get into.
That was music writer Maura Johnston. Skritti Politti's song The Sweetest Girl is her pick for our series One Hit Wonders Second Best Songs.